It's important to distinguish instances of this code from other features of instruction. For instance, this code shouldn't be used to capture multiple representations unless they're being used to solve the problem. Don't use this code to capture multiple answers to a problem. For instance, the answer could be 8/7 or 1 1/7 if multiple procedures are not involved. Some notes about this code. First, both methods must be correct. Unless there are two or more correct methods, do not give credit for multiple procedures or solution methods. Second, you'll need to use some judgment as to when the two methods are distinct from one another. We consider methods distinct when they feature two different mathematical paths to the solution. For instance, in the case of comparing fractions, we would not consider it distinct if student A compares 3/5 and 7/10 by finding common denominators of tenths, and student B finds common denominators of 50ths. However, we would consider the finding of common numerators versus common denominators distinct methods. Finally, if multiple methods develop over several segments, you need only assign a rating in the segment or segments where the second method is discussed or enacted. In other words, you need not rewind the tape and recode earlier segments if a second procedure emerges.